This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas Emergency Medical Services earned a D-plus grade, falling in the past 5 years from 29th to 38th place nationwide. That's according to a report by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Texas failed in providing access to emergency care, quality and patient safety, and public health and injury prevention based on 136 measures. That's according to the report card that was issued. Have you been to the emergency room in Texas recently? What was your experience like? We'd like to hear how it went for you. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. Now, joining us to talk about emergency rooms here across Texas and in San Antonio, Bexar County, is Dr. Bruce Adams. He's the Director of Emergency Medicine at the University Hospital and the Chair of the Department of Medicine at the UT Health Science Center. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
So, Dr. Bruce, let me ask you about this report. It sounds alarming. Texas Medical Services getting a D+. You know, now we're 38th place. Should we be in hair on fire, freak out mode, or should we just, you know, take a look at this study and realize what it says?
Yeah, I think the latter, Dave. You know, this is disappointing, but I can't say it's entirely surprising. Our overall grade of D. The biggest effect was really and what we call access to care, how easy it is for patients to get emergency services here in Texas. But certainly overall, it's disappointing. You know, Texas, I consider the greatest state in the country, and we don't do Ds.
Well, that's exactly right. So let's take a look locally in Bexar County. Did Bexar County get a D, or is this how does that parse out?
So, Dave, the American College, it rates all the 50 states. And then it breaks it out into components of access to care, into disaster preparedness and liability and so forth. And I said our biggest Texas score was an F in access to care. They rated us as number 47 in the nation as far as how good it is for how easy it is for patients to get that care. So that's a disappointment overall. But I also think at the same time here in Bexar County, we've really made some big progress in the last year or so in taking care of patients throughout the county, and particularly here at University Hospital. You know, Dave, as you know, University Hospital is really the major source of care for indigent patients here in San Antonio, and we take that mission very seriously. And the leadership of the hospital and the board of directors and the county has really gotten behind it. And we made some significant improvements in how quickly patients can get into the ER.
So the ER is a trauma center. You guys are really equipped basically to handle almost any major disaster that could come through the door, right?
Dave, that, you know, they don't call it a routine room. They call it an emergency room. And we take anything. We take conditions from psychiatric emergencies to children to old folks to dental emergencies to trauma to heart attacks to strokes. You name it. I mean, that's what we're there for. But we've made some big progress in that. And you know, so a year ago, it was not unusual to have 10-hour, 12-hour waits before you could see a doctor. And we have, with a lot of work and a lot of commitment on the part of the leadership of the system, have knocked that down by half. And we would have patients that would give up and just leave. And we call that left without being seen. And we've cut that rate by 300% in the last year. So we really feel, but it's a tremendous team effort. And primary care doctors have been working real hard to get their patients in, to relieve our crowding. Hospital doctors that work inside the hospital have been working harder to get patients get seen. And we're just the middle of a very big wheel.
Now, what I hear you saying is, of course, that Texas, we got the D+, but here in Bexar County or at the University Hospital, where you're in charge of the emergency room, that things have improving. And so it's not our hospitals, it's the other hospitals that gave Texas the D. But you're trying to reassure, you know, local residents that, you know, the University Hospital, that you go to the emergency room, you're going to get taken care of.
Yeah, Dave, I think the story here in Bexar County is better than it was a year ago. I think we are pulling up the rest of Texas. I think that it is overall a good story. If you have a serious condition in this town, you're going to get some great care, whether at University Hospital or any other many excellent emergency rooms throughout town.
Well, let's drill down a little deeper on the statewide report. It says that Texas is failing patients. This is that one thing that they look at is the fact that Texas is preventive medicine. And, you know, you don't really think about an ER as a source for preventive medicine, but that's where we did not get a very good grade on that area. So what about that?
Well, South Texas is unique, Dave. You know, we've got, you know, some of the highest rates of diabetes and obesity in the country. And that translates to disease. Patients come in with more heart attacks and more strokes and more diabetic comas here than most any other place in the country. And one way to relieve ER crowding is if, you know, those patients can get great primary care, then they won't come in to see me with their heart attack or their seizure or their stroke in the first place. I would like nothing better than to be put out of business. If I just stand there like a fire station, you know, or the lonely Maytag repairman waiting for somebody to come in, nothing could make any of us ER doctors and nurses happier than that. But we've also, trauma is a huge thing in Texas. We almost lead the country in traffic fatalities, and we've got to do better in those measures.
Yeah, so I imagine that's how most people think that they're going to end up in an emergency room. You know, you're going to get in a car accident, and you're going to end up going into the ER. And that's just, and they want to be reassured that, you know, that you're not going into a D ER. You're going into an A plus ER. You know, because your life is in the balance, or your loved one's life is in the balance. So it's you know, it is scary that you see this report.
Yeah, the hospitals we actually have here in San Antonio, we're really blessed. We have some of the best hospitals in the entire country. The medical school here is the 10th largest medical school in the United States. We've just started a new residency. This is tops. But as we say, if you can't get into the care, it doesn't matter how great you are. And so those are the efforts we're trying to push to be able to get folks into their primary care, get better insurance coverage. But once you get in, you're going to get great care here, no question.
Now, one area where Texas ranked an A in, that's in medical liability environment. What is that?
So that really is talking about malpractice. So as you know, Dave, about 10 years ago, Texas had among the worst malpractice environments in the country. That doctors were being sued right and left. And what would happen is after a while, doctors left the state and they'd go on to other states. And the state legislator passed a law and changed it in such a way that it was harder to sue for frivolous lawsuits.
Right. We had a statewide vote, a proposition to get that passed, and that did pass. And so we're going to continue talking about that and what that means for actual medical treatment, how that benefits medical treatment, and why that makes an emergency room a better place to go. We'll continue our conversation. We've got Dr. Bruce Adams here in talking about a new report that says Texas emergency rooms get a D-plus in a state look by the study. And if you want to call in, if you got something to say about emergency rooms in Texas, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. No one plans on going to an emergency room, but when you get there, you want it to be in ship shape and be able to take care of whatever emergency that you're in. A new survey, a study of Texas across the country, and parsing out Texas, Texas got a failing grade, a near failing grade, a D-plus for its emergency rooms. You got to keep in mind also that no state got an A overall. So but Texas did fall in its ranking. We're now ranked 38th in the nation according to this placing. So we're talking about the San Antonio's emergency room situations. We got Dr. Bruce Adams with us. He's the director of emergency medicine at University Hospital. And when we went to break, we were talking about how this liability situation in Texas, we've had a tort reform, and it helps protect doctors. And you're saying that is helping emergency care in Texas. Can you talk about that some more?
Absolutely, Dave. So, you know, one of the biggest reasons we got this very low score on access to care is South Texas in particular has one of the biggest doctor shortages for residency trained, board certified emergency doctors in the country. And we're doing our part. We've started the first residency in the region, and we think a lot of those doctors will come out. But this tort reform is also bringing in doctors to Texas, to include rural Texas. In fact, there's so many doctors coming in now to the state that the Texas State Medical Board has had a hard time keeping up with all the applications and all the paperwork. And it's become a real problem up there in Austin.
All right. Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Stephen has called in. Stephen, thanks for calling in. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. In 2012, I spent 5 trips to the emergency room from a broken femur to a renal failure to heart attacks. And I have nothing but A-plus ratings for the San Antonio. I don't know if I can mention the hospital I went to, but it was awesome. The nurses were so well-trained. I thought they were doctors. And I had nothing but good comments about the emergency rooms here.
So it sounds like you were pretty banged up pretty bad there, Stephen. What happened to you?
Well, I went into renal failure and failed and broke my left femur, and that was my first trip to the emergency room. And I had the surgeries on that. And then when I came home, I ended up having a heart attack, and my children called 911. I was taken back to the hospital, and I had heart surgery again. I mean, the first time. And then after I went back to work, I was there for several months, and then I had another heart attack and had open-heart surgery. But every time I went to the emergency room, it was excellent care, expedient. I mean, I was in, I never waited. And everybody there, I mean, from the sanitation crews to the nurses to the doctors, everybody there was just top-notch.
All right, Stephen, I'm glad you had a good experience, and I'm glad you're doing a lot better. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. So, Dr. Adams, I guess it's glad to hear a review like that.
Dave, the final vote is not the American College of Emergency Physicians. The final vote is always our patients. And it's great to hear that. And I agree with Stephen. I think we are A-plus when you get to our ERs. No question. We've got some of the greatest doctors and especially some of the greatest nurses in the country. One thing that came out in this report card is we have the second highest level of nurse training in disaster preparation. And so our nurses absolutely lead the way in our ER.
Okay, let's get another caller on the air. Emma has called in. Emma, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to know why the university health system cannot coordinate between their express med clinics and the university hospital ER so that if a person shows up at the express med clinic, waits for, say, 9 hours, is then told they have to go to the ER because that's where a test that they need can be performed, that 9 hours can be counted toward their wait time, and they don't have to see someone at the ER because the person that they saw at the Express Med Clinic should be able to call the ER, say, we've seen this patient, here's what she needs, and just go ahead and let her be seen.
All right, Emma.
Why can that not happen?
Okay, let's get Dr. Adams in on that. So,
Emma, I'm sorry you had a bad experience like that. Those are the kind of experiences we've worked very hard in the last year to reduce. And, we work very closely with our colleagues, our primary care doctors throughout San Antonio, particularly that work in the UHS system and also in Express Med. And we continue to work through those issues. I think that's why we've seen really a 100% reduction in length of stay, 100% reduction in patients that just give up and walk out that door. And we've actually seen our patient satisfaction double in just the last few months. So I think we'd like to give it another shot here, Emma, because I think things are getting a lot better.
But she brings up an interesting point about the concept of waiting. I mean, when you wait, it's not like waiting for a table at a restaurant where you queue up and you get brought in and according to how long you've been there. You're doing some level of triage, I imagine, where if somebody has a life-threatening condition, they get to the front of the line, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We don't want patients to ever have to wait. But when you do come in, you will sometimes see patients bumped to the front of the line, and we have among our most experienced nurses and sometimes doctors out front sorting through patients, deciding, boy, this one's an emergency. We've got to get this back right away because life, limb, or eyesight's involved here.
Now, when Emma was also talking about trying to get coordination between these facilities, I mean, do they share electronic paperwork or anything? Or do you have to go, if you went to one and you show up at the other, now you got to start back at square one?
It's part of the evolution of medicine throughout the country, but particularly here in San Antonio. So you bring up the medical record. That's a big part. You know, 10 years ago, everything we did was on a piece of paper with a pen. And now we've gone to an electronic medical record, but that brings with it its own set of complications. But within the city, for instance, all the hospitals in the city are working together to bring a common enterprise, a common medical record, so that if a patient is coming over from Methodist or if I'm sending a patient over to Baptist, that we can share that medical record and we don't have to repeat tests and we can have better coordination of care.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Elliot has called in. Elliot, thanks for calling in. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was wondering whether the Obamacare will have any effect on the ER wait time with people with insurance and who got lost their doctors and anything like that.
Okay, Elliot, good question. Thanks for calling in. And Dr. Adams.
You know, Elliot, this is one we think about a lot. And the short answer is that no one really knows just yet. The longer answer, though, is we've seen a couple of studies and a couple of experiences that makes us think more patients are going to end up visiting the ER than even expected. So when you look at what Governor Romney did in Massachusetts, what they call Romney Care, we know that ER visits went up by 4 to 8% after they passed that. And then just a couple weeks ago, Oregon released what's called the Oregon Medicaid study, where they insured a large number of patients, and they compared them to patients that were not insured. And what they expected was that those patients would be able to go see primary care doctors and get preventive care and stay out of the ER. Unfortunately, what we saw out of Oregon was that the number of ER visits in that group went up by almost 50%. So no one really knows. My bet is that as this rolls out, more patients will be coming to the ER. It's what we've been seeing every year for the last 20 years here in Texas.
Okay, another caller, Wendell. Wendell, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
And good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Very satisfied with emergency room services from Northeast Methodist. I was there approximately three times in October and November after effects of a prostate surgery. Very satisfied with the services and timeliness. Thought I'd pass it on to you.
All right, Wendell, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. And let's get Melissa. Melissa has called in. Melissa, go ahead. You're on The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. I was at the Methodist Metropolitan a couple of years ago, and hopefully it's improved, but it was the new area, and I expected something better. I had to wait for 4 hours. I was dehydrating from, intestinal problems. And what I really needed was an IV, period, and it was a $10,000 visit, 6 hours overnight in the middle of the night. Most of that waiting. Even when I got into the inside, they didn't give me an IV for at least an hour. Then they took me to have all these X-rays that were supposedly necessary, and came back and they forgot to put the IV back in. There was a lot I didn't feel safe at all. Fortunately, I had a friend with me who helped monitor what happened to me. I got my IV finally and got rehydrated and went home.
Well, okay, Melissa, sorry about that experience for you. I'm glad you're doing better now. Doc Adams, she's, not everyone's going to be a glowing review.
Well, absolutely. I think one thing I want to point out, Dave, is the ER doctors here in San Antonio, we work very close together. Some of my better friends are over at Methodist or Baptist, and I've worked for years at Brooke Army, so we have great ERs in this town throughout the county. And I'm sorry, Melissa, they had a bad experience there. But I think it also brings up, when you go into an ER, we generally start by worrying about the worst thing this could be. So someone may just be going in with a little indigestion, but when you walk in to see me, we're worried that you have chest pain and you may be having a heart attack. So, we often will do those extra tests that maybe the we have to make sure you're not going to die in front of us. That's our biggest concern. But absolutely, the issue of bringing down health care costs across the board are very important, and we're all working very hard on that issue.
Now, looking at the study, disaster preparedness sticks out. Texas didn't do as well as I would have hoped. We got a C. You know, we really want, you know, it seems like there's a lot of disasters in Texas. We want our hospitals to be prepared for that. So why a C?
Well, I take a little issue with the teachers' curve on that one, I got to say, Dave. I think Texas in many ways leads the way in disaster preparation. We've been doing this for a long time. And actually, if you look at it, we're rated 21. I think we're higher than that. Maybe one of the challenges, we're such a big state, and we've got a lot of area to cover.
And it seemed like the person who's in charge of disaster preparedness in Texas is not a doctor, and they took that into account. I think that this, you know, why take the hit on that?
You know, it's the way the report card was structured. You know, I think the overall message of the report card is we got to do better is fine. But on this specific, yeah, I agree. I think we've got some great folks up in Austin working very hard on disaster preparation.
Now, what would be a reasonable amount of time to expect to have to go to an ER? I mean, is 4 hours like, oh, my God, is that reasonable?
It depends on what you got, Dave. But our goal is to eliminate our waiting rooms altogether.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bruce Adams. He's the Director of Emergency Medicine at University Hospital. He's the Chair of the Department of Medicine at the UT Health Science Center. We have been talking about a new report looking at Texas emergency medical services. We got a D+ across the state. The good news, Dr. Adams says, not so bad here in Bexar County. When we come back from the break, from the NPR News Break, we're going to be talking with John Rizzo, former lead attorney for the CIA, about his book, Company Man. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.